Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, so all that we have invested, we lay all on the line tonight. For us, together, for each other, all right? The journey starts tonight.
We'll try to tie this game.
46.
This is our moment. Let's take this and roll with it.
Super Bowl 46 is underway.
Here in the early going, the Giants dominating the line of scrimmage. That's Tom Coughlin style.
Throws one. Not touchdown, Giants. Victor Cruz on the slam.
That's a heck of a throw and a heck of a catch by Mario Manningham.
He's given the Giants the lead, but it was an almost reluctant touchdown by Bradshaw. And now the Super Bowl is going to come down to a Hail Mary. Brady, he is one. The jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over. Finished is what Tom Coughlin said, and Eli Manning and the Giants have finished off the Patriots in the Super Bowl for the second time in 4 years.
Welcome in. Here we go one more and again. The fastest 60 minutes of sports is rolling. Week 15 of the National Football League. We are here ready to rock and roll. And I'm not sure why, but guys, can we turn up so I can hear everything? Very much. It's so much. Thank you. Anyway, Week 15, National Football League on the dock. 53-53 already on the ride as we get ready to go for what is going to be a significant week for six teams in the National Football League. The NFL playoff machine can be found at ESPN.com. Enjoy that. Move things around. Select your team winners day and see how that affects the playoff picture. Also, in the world of sports today, the NBA regular season rolling on. Whoever thought the Knicks would be 18-5? College bowl games got underway this week. In and of itself. Albeit, look, it was the famous Idaho Potato Bowl and the Gildan New Mexico Bowl. But you know what? Some good football played nonetheless. Utah State taking care of business. And a very, very entertaining game, Arizona-Nevada, as Arizona rallies late to steal that one as well. As always the case in the fastest 60 minutes in sports, we'll get you all your rankings for this week, get you ready to rock and roll in that realm. We would be remiss if we didn't take a look back at a bit of a catastrophe moment in our society this past week. The situation in Connecticut, I think, touched everyone. Everyone that I know. If you're a parent, you can't escape the horrific nature of what happened in Connecticut, the small elementary school. So our hearts go out to the families of those affected, and for those remaining in that school situation. The kids who are definitely now affected by what was once a safe haven, our prayers and thoughts are with those guys as well. So we wish them a humble and peaceful settlement to the reality of that situation, and certainly the strength and recovery, knowing in faith that our Heavenly Father makes no mistakes. It's just sometimes incredibly painful to understand why these things happen. And I think our president said it best. We see this far too often in our society today, and it's just sad. Anyway, let's move on. Eight past the hour. So if you haven't checked this thing out yet, get a chance. Get to ESPN.com, and right next to their My ESPN page is their NFL page. And one of the options in there is what's called the NFL Playoff Machine. Here you can basically look at all the week's games, move some things around, select criteria, and everything you do drives what would the playoff picture would look like if and only if things were to go the way you'd like them to go. Okay, given the idea, Cincinnati beat Philadelphia this past Thursday. If all things were to end today in the AFC, your first seed, the Houston Texans, your second seed, the New England Patriots, your third seed, Denver, your fourth seed, Baltimore, 5 and 6 are the fun ones. Who would have ever thought that the Indianapolis Colts, after everything they'd went to, losing Peyton Manning, having a disastrous year last year, getting Andrew Luck, that they would be sitting at 9-4 in the sixth seed right now, but based purely on Cincinnati's win over Philadelphia, is the Bengals at 8-6. So, what could change today in the AFC to make that different? Well, a Miami victory has no implication. The Denver victory solidifies them as the number three seed. And that's assuming that New England takes care of business tonight against the 49ers. Now, anything those things go awry in which you perform, well, you got a little bit of a different little scenario now. The 8-6 Bengals are They're being chased by the Steelers. And so should the Steelers win today, the Steelers would then be 8-6, and they would assume that sixth spot in the AFC. Now, note, Baltimore is at 9-5, still would be the fourth seed, so I think that's just kind of fun. On the NFC side of things, there are a ton of implications here, an absolute ton. The 11-2 Atlanta Falcons still sit at number one. The 2 seed belongs to the Niners at 9-4. The 3 seed currently is the Green Bay Packers, and for those of us in Middle Earth who are Chicago fans, yeah, that one hurts. But it is what it is. Should Green Bay win today? What Green Bay is doing is literally dispatching Chicago out of the playoffs. It's that simple. If Green Bay goes to Chicago today and gets that win, Green Bay then would become, and let's see, assuming a Niners loss tonight to the Patriots, Green Bay would assume the 2 seed, go 10-4, thus ushering the Redskins into what was the Bears' seat at 8-6. And, of course, the Niners would sit at number 3, the Giants at 4, Seattle number 5. Seattle's a very strong number 5. And then they're only 9-5, but that whole 9-5 thing, again, preceding a win today against Buffalo, is based on a Niners loss. Should the Niners start to free fall, it could even get even, well, more dicier. So it's always a possibility. These are all these wonderful scenarios. And the NFL playoff machine is there for you to play with whenever you want to. Okay. This thing will actually take you through week 15, 16, 17 of the league of the year. So there's still some things to sort out. There really are. But the 1 o'clock games today are incredibly important to the seed. Very, very important. So, anyway, enough about that. We'll have more fun with that a little bit later on. Of course, you all can go check that out at your discretion on ESPN.com. To the National Basketball Association, we're just going to run down the standings of what's significant right now. There's no real news report. Trade rumors are getting started in the NBA, and that's always fun when the time is right. Right now, who would have thought the New York Knicks, now at 18-5 after winning the last 4 straight, would be literally 2 games clear of the Miami Heat? No one saw that coming. The Atlanta Falcons playing much better ball, 14-7, and the fourth seed in that hole in the conference right now. In that conference is the Chicago Bulls at 13-9, and without Derrick Rose, a lot of us didn't see that. The Brooklyn Nets, Jay-Z's team, did get off to a hot start, but they've cooled off most recently, 13-10, sitting at the 5 seed. Milwaukee's in the sixth position. Indiana 7, the Philadelphia 76ers. In the Eastern Conference, Oklahoma City doing what they always do, having won 10 straight now at 19-4, followed closely by San Antonio at 19-6. Then the Clippers at 17-6. The Memphis Grizzlies, number 4, 15-6. The Golden State Warriors break those guys up, 16-8 right now. Minnesota, 12-9. Utah, 13-12. The number 8 seed actually is the Denver Broncos. That's right. There are no Dallas Mavericks. There are no Portland Trail Blazers. There are no L.A. Lakers currently in that top tier of that Western Conference. Now, it's a long season. As you all know, we're only a quarter into that season, and a lot of things are going to change. Some things are going to change. The Lakers in Dallas will probably be heard from at some point in the season. The Phoenix Suns, Sacramento Kings, and New Orleans Hornets, not so much. Those are just bad teams. New Orleans having lost its last 6 in the NBA. And again, you go on massive losing streaks. Well, even like Charlotte right now. Charlotte is a 7-16 team. They've lost 11 straight. It's hard to recover any sport losing games like that. To the bowl world, as we mentioned earlier, the bowl season got underway last night. Number 22, Utah State, capping off a great year and kicking off the bowl season with a 41-15 victory over Toledo. It's always fun when you talk about bowl games, regardless whether you're talking about the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, which I think the name just kills you. The famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Yeah. Anyway, Utah State, 11-2, takes care of business, 41-15 over a good game Toledo team. The other very, very entertaining bowl game last night, Arizona 49, Nevada 48. If you look at the box score on this game and just look at the stats, you'll find out that Nevada kind of had this thing under wraps. They had this thing under control for a long time. I mean, it was 31-20 at halftime. You thought, wow, what a great game. But at the end of the third quarter, it was 45-28. This was all that to enjoy until the fourth quarter. And Arizona goes 21 points to Nevada 3 in the fourth quarter, stealing this one 49-48 in the end of this one. If you scroll down, this game was decided with 20 seconds to go. A 2-yard pass from Matt Scott to Tyler Slavin, and, of course, the extra point. great, great football game for college fans. And again, kind of get you ready. If you're a bullhead like some of us, used to be, you got to love college ball, especially the time of year, because again, most of those children, especially in the earlier bowl games, a lot of these guys will never ever see Sunday afternoon football. They won't. They're just great kids. You know, some of them are seniors. They're finishing off their educations, and this is their Super Bowl, these bowl games. So anyway, best wishes to all those seniors coming out of college this year. And for all those of you who have graduated, wherever you're at in this world this past year, congratulations. You've done an amazing job. You've got amazing goals and aspirations. And those of us here on the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports want to acknowledge you, even at this moment. Congratulations on everything you've accomplished. It is not easy. And don't let anyone ever take that shine off your forehead, because it's something special to have gone through any type of course load and come out the other side as a graduate. For those of you who, as undergrads or grad students, have now master's degrees, congratulations. Pat yourself on the back. And those of us in that next generation above you, we honor you, we respect you, and we look forward to your leadership skills as you guys take up the reins here pretty quickly. Besides, so most of y'all are going to be signing a brother's Social Security check in a few years, so I need you to know how to spell. That would really be helpful. Know how to spell. It's VINCENTMOOR. Yeah, okay, that's good. Okay, we're good? Okay, good. Just making sure. Yeah, just make sure. All right, 16 past the hour. Nothing to tell you about hot stove baseball. Most teams holding on to some of their talent. A couple of moves, but certainly nothing significant enough that we need to spend too much time on. That takes us into the Week 15 rankings for those of you playing fantasy sports. You start some, then sit some. And if you might peep a little bit that we're doing some things a little bit earlier, because we're going to bring some things to this. We're not changing format, guys, but we're going to bring some things to the dance that, let's just say it might be a little bit fun, because you know how good I can be at these picks, and sometimes I purposely pick the wrong team just because I know I can, and because I'm looking for that upset, and most sometimes it comes well, and most times it does not. And that kind of balances out just how good I am. Yes, my head is getting big right now because I can be really good at this. Anyway, but it's not about me, baby. It's not. It's really about you. It's about you. Showing out your prowess to pick NFL games. So we're going to put you on blast today and see what you can do. We're going to break down your fantasy ranks here in a few minutes. But for those of you looking to join, 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. You can find us on Facebook at 60 Minutes in Sports. There's no Twitter piece, so we'll have to work on that one, and maybe for 2013 as well. Also, for those of you watching your NFC games, you'll have the Fox coverage starting here in about another hour. About another 43 minutes. Yeah, sorry. We can't calculate backwards all of a sudden. Another 43 minutes. For those of you watching AFC games, same thing on your CBS affiliate. For those of you watching the Sunday Night Affair, that's on your NBC affiliates. And for those watching Monday Night Football, that will arrive on ESPN tomorrow night. But implications. We'll get to that after we do all these wonderful, fun picks. So, fantasy. Let's talk about it. Who you starting, who you sitting. This is probably a lot of your Super Bowls, or some of you are in round one or round two of your playoffs. So let's get you ready to rock and roll that. So for your defenses, if you've got them, you're starting them. Number 10, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Number 9, Green Bay. Number 9, that's number 8, Vince. Number 7, New Orleans, the Chicago Bears. Number 5, the Rams. Number 4, the Lions. Number 3, the Jets. Number 2, the Denver Broncos. And number 1, the Seattle Seahawks. That's purely driven by a matchup. Even though they're on the road at Buffalo, Seattle gets the number 1 nod for defense based on the matchup before them today. To the kickers now, again, if you've got them, start them. If you don't have them, well, see if you can find them as a free agent. It's going to be important, especially if you're in a playoff situation today. Number 10, Sean Swisham at Pittsburgh. Number 9, Sebastian Janikowski. Number 8, Matt Prater. Number 7, Connor Barth. Number 6, Justin Tucker. Number 5, Phil Dawson. Number 4, Jason Hansen. Number 3, Steven Gostkowski in New England. Number 2, Matt Bryan in Atlanta. Number 1, Lawrence Tynes of the Giants. And again, that is driven by a matchup. And I've been asking friends around the world, who wins that game, the Giants in Atlanta today? Because that one has major league implications, especially after the Giants' drubbing of Atlanta. 24-2. I mean, that was just an disaster. What was then thought to be a really, really strong playoff contender in the Atlanta Falcons. Yes, I am not. And so there's no guesswork for those of you who listen to the show. I don't hate Atlanta. I really don't. I know I come against those guys every single week, but that has to be the most plastic playoff team that I've ever seen. And I say that because you've got a good quarterback. You've got great wide receivers. You've got a good running back. I'm not sold on your defense. I'm not. If they slow your offense down, your offense does have the ability to put up points and put them points in bunches. There are some really good things about the Atlanta Falcons. And given the matchup, yeah, I might change my tune. But big boys come out this time of year. The big boys, the New York Giants are coming to town, and those are the big boys. And they don't play plastic football. So look for the Giants in Atlanta. That'll be a statement game for someone today. All right, to your tight ends. Let's go 10 down to 1. Vernon Davis of the Niners comes in at 10. Actually, we got 10 and 10A. Kyle Rudolph of Minnesota is the A. Martellus Bennett, number 8, Carolina. Number 7, Brandon Myers in Oakland. Number 6, Heath Miller in Pittsburgh. Number 5, Owen Daniels in Houston. Number 4, Jason Witten in Dallas. Number 3, Tony Gonzalez in Atlanta. Number 2, Aaron Hernandez in New England. Wow. And number 1, as if we don't say this enough, Jimmy Graham, the New Orleans Saints, 6'10", very, very talented tight end. Actually, two of the prognosticators have him number 1 and a couple have him number 2 this week. So there's your tight end love. We move right from those guys to the wide receivers. Remember that song by, was it Michael Cooper? Wide Receiver? That was a great song. Yeah, I'm dating myself. All right, forgive me. Anyway, all right, here we go. Right, wide receivers. Oh, gosh, we got some 10, 10As here. We got some fun stuff going on. All right, let's see. We got several threes. So we're actually going to give you 11 names in the wide receivers. We start with what would be 10B, Reggie Wayne, 10A, Wes Welker, 10, Vic Cruz, Mark Colton. Somehow we did that, Jack. Anyway, Marcus Colson is actually number 8, Julius Jones. Well, no, we got 2 threes, so we're missing a 4. How do we do that? All right, let me just run down the list. Reggie Wayne, Wes Welker, Victor Cruz, Marcus Colson of the Saints, Julio Jones comes in number 7, Roddy White, again, both the Atlanta wide receivers at 6 and 7. Number 5, Andre Johnson in Houston. Number 3, Brandon Marshall of Bears, who's just become a beast. Number 3A, Vincent Jackson in Tampa Bay. 2, Demaryius Thomas in Denver. And number 1 this week, based purely on the matchup, is Megatron in Detroit himself, Calvin Johnson. That is your wide receiver love, a bit of a mosh pit up there. And we did see flashes, for those of you running back fans, last week of what could be something to come from a resurgent Bears running game late in the game, but I don't know if that means anything. So today we're going to go running backs down to 15, because this is when your running backs really start to become critical to your playoff push. So let's get you the top 15 on your running backs. And there's a Noshon Marino sighting at 15 for Denver. Number 4, number 13, David Wilson with the Giants. Number 12, Matt Forte of the Bears, who's had good games against Green Bay. Number 11, Frank Gore. Number 10, Chris Johnson in Tennessee. Number 9, C.J. Spiller in Buffalo. 8, Alfred Morrison with the Redskins. Number 7, Trent Richardson. Cleveland is getting better. I don't know if anyone's paying attention. They've won 3 straight. That team's turning it around slowly but surely. Number 6, Ray Rice. Number 5, Jamal Charles. Number 4, Marshawn Lynch. Number 3, Dougie Martin in Tampa Bay. And number 2, Arian Foster, who's probably getting tired of being number 2, but it's Houston at Indianapolis. And number 1, based purely on the matchup, Adrian Peterson, Minnesota, still alive for a playoff spot on the road at St. Louis. Adrian Peterson comes in at number 1. Now, to the guy that touches the ball every single snap, okay? The quarterbacks themselves. Yes, I said it. I stand by it. The quarterbacks themselves. They don't mean no harm. They just have to handle the ball. Why? Because you don't want to. Okay. So, today's quarterbacks. Let's go 15 down, because many of you, again, you're grasping at straws, especially if you've got some matchup complications. So, number 15 this week, Russell Wilson in Seattle. Number 14, Matt Schaub. Number 13, Ben Roethlisberger. Number 12, Tony Romo. Number 11, Andrew Luck. Number 10, Colin Kaepernick, the Niners. Number 9, Eli Manning. 8, Matty Ryan. Matty Ice himself in Atlanta. Number 7, Matthew Stafford in Detroit. Number 6, Josh Freeman. Number 5, Aaron Rodgers. That's kind of a shock that he's that low. Number 4, Tom Brady. Number 3, Peyton Manning. Number 2, Drew Brees. And number 1 this week, wow, based purely on the matchup, Carolina's Cam Newton. Carolina at San Diego. San Diego has a propensity to upchuck on defense, so I'm sure that has to be the reason why. So that's what you're going to do if you're if you're starting and sitting. Now, for those of you RG3 fans, I'm saying he's not playing. Kirk Cousins looks like he's going to get the nod at Cleveland for the Redskins. I'm not saying that's a death pill for the Redskins. There might be some motivation for why they're sitting RG3, and they believe they can get it done without him. So if the Redskins get that done, again, something to be said for that, the quality of that football team and what's going on. All right. Let's see, what's anything going on from the Facebook feed? Um, Oh, that's actually funny. There is a clip that our buddy Anthony Law has posted on his site that shows two bears chasing an innocent little girl with a Green Bay Green Bay Packers thing. You all forgive me. I am getting over. I can't call this a nasty cold because it's really not. It has not been the nastiest cold I've ever had. But, you know, it's been one of those more of an annoying things. So, anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, it is just about game time. And now here come all the prognosticators to basically tell you who they think is going to win and going to lose the game. Now, you play to win the game. Remember that. We learned that from Herm for the longest times. You play to win the game. So, excuse me, as we clear things out of the throat and get back to what we do and do quite well. 25 past the hour. Let's start off with our buddies from ESPN. Get the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks ready to rock and roll. And we'll do that after. Do I pay a bill now? Do I pay a bill? You know how we do when it comes to bill paying. Do we pay the bill now? Do we not pay the bill? You know, maybe I'll wait till the end of the month, send them a check. You know, can I work some things out? Okay, fine, fine. Let's pay it right now. Back in 30.
Getting the whole family ready for high-definition TV is easy with Turbo HD by Dish Network. You get more TV for less money, including Disney's Channel HD with hit series Wizards of Waverly Place, Hannah Montana, and The Suite Life on Deck. With over 120 HD channels available now, there's something for everyone. And you'll love the savings. Packages start at just $24.99 a month. Call today and get HBO and Starz free for 3 months. To get Disney Channel HD today, call Dish Network.
You're listening to the fastest 60 minutes in sports.
Ah, 619-639-4747, 619-639-4747 for the ride. Okay, promised you the locks. Here we go, courtesy of our friends over at ESPN, Mike and Mike in the Morning. This is an ESPN exclusive.
These are the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks, an ESPN radio exclusive.
Week 15, Golic, and here we go. And this week, my motto is anybody playing Arizona.
Let me just start off by saying and apologize to our fans, everybody associated with our organization. That was embarrassing today.
Oh, my goodness. The Cardinal quarterback situation is the worst in the history of the National Football League.
It is my professional opinion that now is the time to panic.
I know I'm the king of hyperbole. I know I will overstate anything. But in this case, it's not an opinion. It's a statement of fact.
I am the skinniest, most athletically worthless little geek you will ever come across in your entire life.
I would be the best quarterback on the Cardinals roster right now. How are the Lions only giving 6 points?
I think it's very strange.
Okay, that's the one thing it's not.
Yeah, it's not strange.
I already told you I don't care.
Anyone should be giving 16 points if they can score 17. Anyone should be giving 20 points if they can score 21. And the Lions can put points up on the board.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Megatron took it home!
Megatron.
That Arizona defense is going to give up and quit, and I don't blame them. Give me the Lions by 3 touchdowns at the card.
If there were only some way to stop it.
There may be, Robin. My telescopic vision has picked up a meteor headed in our direction.
I'm going to go to Baltimore. You got to believe Baltimore is going to turn it back on and get it going in the right direction.
How to contact the other super friends and alert them to the problem.
You have to believe it. They're 2.5-point underdogs at home to visiting Denver Broncos. And I'm going with the Broncos.
Oh, my God!
I think Peyton Manning's got that offense playing well. I think the defense is doing well. Baltimore's going to get it. Obviously, they're going to be in the playoffs.
Playoffs?
But I just think they're struggling right now, changing the offensive coordinator.
That's right. You want me to say it again? I'll say it again. You're fired.
Let's let them get settled for a little bit. I think they struggle here at home with the visiting Denver Broncos. I like the Broncos on the road giving 2.5 points.
Give it up. You failed this time, and you'll fail every time you try to triumph over justice.
And then finally, let's go head-to-head and go like I am jumping on the luck bandwagon.
All aboard.
I feel lucky this weekend. Do I think the Colts are going to go into Houston, win the game, and stun the world by possibly taking a shot at this division? No, I don't think so. But I think it's a game. I think they make this a very close game. How in the world are the Texans an 8.5-point favorite?
I don't know.
all these questions?
That's too many. They just got blown away on a short week coming off the road from New England. No way in the world Texans win this game in a rout.
I know I'm going to get wrapped in the mouth for this, but so what?
I like the Colts plus 8.5 on the road at Houston.
No, I'm banking on Houston being so upset with the way they played and pull off their Letterman jackets as they got. By the way, I do like those Letterman jackets.
This is beautiful. What is that, velvet?
They'll be at home against the Colts. I absolutely think Houston's going to put it on the Colts this time around.
He's got the extremely dim-witted, a beautiful, self-absorbed simpleton who can be manipulated and molded like Jell-O.
Andrew Luck, I think, is going to have a tough game here. Houston, given 8.5, go ahead and give it the 8.5. I'll take the Texans.
I'm so rich now, I don't know what to do with it all.
And those here week 15 stones.
Go,
Lance! Blocks.
Oh, they give each other a hard time, but they're friends.
Is that a real show?
No, it's just, no, it's somebody's making a joke. Forget it.
Awesome, awesome stuff, guys. Awesome stuff. Welcome back to the ride. 29 down. You know, I thought this week we would do something really, really silly, and I talked to several friends about ideas of things and segments as we get near this big playoff push and the end of the, of course, the holiday season is upon us now. Happy holidays to all of you guys. And I thought, what would be fun to, I don't know, just, you know, lighten the air with so much tension going on in the world as a whole. I mean, we use sports, obviously, as an escape from the mundane day-to-day. And so I thought, you know, you guys hear my picks all the time. Every now and then we call a friend or whatever and then bring them into the conversation. And, of course, we've done this with not only segments on sports, but segments on domestic violence, segments on, the throwback for the party we had. But I thought to myself, it is the internet, and there's a lot of things I can get away with. So we thought about having the hood picks, and we thought about getaway ass picks, things of the other. We just had some fun things thrown out at us. But the one thing that's always been common is just people. And so, you know, why not have some fun? So, you know, I have my colleague on the phone, and, you know, obviously she feels she knows a tremendous amount about football, and of course I give her grief as often as heaven allows me to talk about her. So I know she can hear me. So it's one of those things where, as I continue to talk about how great the NFL is, I also tend to give her grief about how bad her picks can be. So, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
I am fantastic. Welcome to the Fast 6 Minute Sports. Welcome to about 7,500 live listeners who are basically curious to see what the heck you have to say about Week 15 in the Football League, because basically they think you may actually be a little bit more intelligent than themselves. I know that may be a reach, but they really actually feel that this is something that could change their fortunes for those of the maybe who are just picking games or for those who are playing fantasy sports. So you let me know, queen of prognostication, when you think you're ready to make these vaunted picks. I know you've had some time to do a little due diligence and do a little bit of research. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Wow. Okay. All right. So we slide the blade up the guillotine as we get ready to have some fun here. All right. So the 1 o'clock games today start off with the New York Giants at the Atlanta Falcons. We'll just run through them. Give me your picks. This is a recorded line because you know we got to put them to the right there on the hot plate. So to the Giants in Atlanta, who's winning this game?
Giants hands down.
Wow. All right. Green Bay at Chicago.
I'm always a Bears fan. The Bears, of course. Bear down.
Wow. All right. Washington at Cleveland.
I am going to go for the Redskins on this one.
Okay.
Minnesota. Is not going to play, but that's okay.
Okay. All right. Minnesota at St. Louis.
Vikings.
Did it hurt to say that? It hurt to say that. I know. Jacksonville at Miami.
Dolphins.
Tampa Bay at New Orleans.
I am going for the Buccaneers.
You still hate the Saints, huh? Even though they're at home. You just can't. It hurts to even say that, doesn't it?
I don't like the Saints.
All right. Denver at Baltimore. There's an ah.
I've had some serious thinking about this, but I'm definitely going with the Broncos.
All right. Indianapolis at Houston.
Colts.
Did that hurt?
Just a tad bit. I'm bracing myself here.
Seattle at Buffalo.
Seahawks. It's gonna be a game to watch.
Okay. All right. Detroit at Arizona.
I'm going with the Lions on this one.
Okay.
That hurt as well.
Yeah. Carolina at San Diego.
I'm going with the Panthers on this one.
Okay. Pittsburgh at Dallas.
Yeah, and then praying that the Steelers don't wear those embarrassing uniforms along with the Cowboys on this one.
Those are the ugliest uniforms in NFL history.
Yeah. One with the Raiders.
Wow. Okay. The emotion of all that Kansas City love is kind of faded, huh? All right. San Francisco.
I love them still, but let's be real here.
Okay. All right. I like that in you. The Niners going into New England to play Tom Brady and the Patriots tonight.
Well, the Patriots, of course.
Okay. And the Monday Night Affair, which probably no one's going to watch, is the New York Jets at the Tennessee Titans.
Titans.
Okay. So there you have it. You have been duly noted and duly recorded. We will see how your picks do this week, and we'll put you on blast next week. If you were stellar and great, we'll find something to send your way. I don't mean something goofy as something as simple as a fastest 60 minutes in sports hat, or if you're really, really good and not out of the park, well, then we'll just have to give you a check. Does that sound good?
Sounds great to me.
All right. We'll check with you soon. Thank you very much. Have a great morning. All right. If you'd like to pick podcast on Fast 60 Minutes Sports, just give us a call, 619-639-4747, or hit us up on Facebook at the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports. Be sure you put a number out there so we can reach you. We'd love to give you a call and have you give your picks. Now to the softer side of things. It's 9:36 in the morning. Sports is an escape from an otherwise challenging world. And every now and then, in the midst of all the craziness that goes on in the world, some fun things occur. They really do. Okay. The idea of a worker working in the forest and coming across a couple of actual physical brown bears eating fish in the water and not thinking that sports permeates life. If you disturb a hungry bear, chances are he's going to respond in a not so favorable manner to your actions. And this is exactly what happened. Now, the fact that you're also happen to be wearing colors and a Packers, I don't know what they call it. It's kind of like a down coat, but it's got a Green Bay Packers logo on it, and you just happen to be disturbing brown bears. It's the fodder for the whole Bears-Packers thing. The guy disturbs the angry bear, knowing, of course, that Green Bay is literally a tiebreaker and a game ahead of Chicago right now, and the bear basically turns, drops the fish. You know you've done something wrong when the bear drops his meal to come get you. Okay. I just thought that was funny. You can look it up. It's all over the internet. The executives are viral. But I thought that was hilarious. You get a chance to check some of those things out. Also, from the lighter side of the world, the Santa Claus versus Moses rap that is all over YouTube with Snoop Dogg. If you've not seen this, you'll have a good time getting your laugh on at that as well. Just some fun things. Things to just consider at 38 past the hour as the ride continues. Again, our hearts are still heavy with everything going on in Connecticut. Again, thoughts go for the families. Also, congratulations to those of you in the south suburbs of Chicago in Crete for your team winning a state title this year. Congratulations. Awesome season. It's nice to see little communities like Crete not only win, but have the celebration the way they celebrated. That was really, really cool to see. Literally fire trucks escorting buses back. It was big. It was show. It was impressive. And again, just really, really incredibly proud of those kids. Congratulations to all the kids from not only the Matteson, Illinois, and Richardson Park area who were part of that. And a lot of those kids grew up in youth football out there. Youth football has grown and has gotten huge out there. And it's nice to see those guys get some love. Now, you've heard all the rookies. And yes, I said rookies in their picks. You've heard all the prognosticators in their fair game. Now it is time for yours truly to break down what is really going to happen today and get you some insight into why it's going to happen. By the way, for those of you who aren't aware, Rashard Mendenhall and the Steelers are discussing a deal. I mean, Rashard's been kind of up and down the last couple of years, but when he runs the ball well, Pittsburgh is a very dominant football team. He's been up and down, and therefore, you know, Jonathan Dwyer's good. I mean, he's a lot built like, a lot like the bus was, but they just don't seem to have that faith in him as they do with Mendenhall. So they're discussing a deal there. Also, RG3 is out today. For those of you Redskin fans wanting to know why Kirk Cousins is going to be playing, that is why. I'm sure that's listed there, so feel free to look that up. In the meantime, today's games, the New York Giants at the Atlanta Falcons. If you're not on the Giants bandwagon right now, because this is their time of year, this is when they play their playoff football. This is when it starts. Weeks 15 and 16 through the rest of the end, 17 this year, you will see a Giant team that has really tuned itself for the playoffs. And Atlanta may not see this coming. And Atlanta, maybe they do see it coming. For Atlanta, they have to take this game personally. Julio Jones, Roddy White, Mike Turner, Ryan, you might want to take this one personally. You got embarrassed on your own turf, and you're at home again. Here come the same Giants again, and they know that in their mindset, they own you. They own you just the way the Giants own Green Bay right now. They own Atlanta. And the only way Atlanta, you know, usurps that is to go in there and beat the crap out of the Giants. Now, chance of that happening? Slim to none. However, while I think the Giants win this football game, I am excited to see Atlanta at least put up a good fight. In the end, I see a Giants 31, Atlanta 28 victory. To Middle Earth, Green Bay goes to Chicago. This one is painful because it's great playoff implications, primarily for the Chicago Bears. The Bears need this win more than Green Bay needs this win for seeding sake, for playoff sake, and maybe even to save its coach's job. I don't know how many of you are following this, but if you remember last year, the Bears were 7-3 when Jay Cutler went down with a broken thumb against San Diego. They proceeded to go 1-5 the rest of the season and finish the season 8-8. We thought heads might roll then, but you know, they knew they're starting their fearless leader, Jay Cutler, had been hurt and was not going to play the rest of the season. They thought they could rely on Caleb Haney. They thought they could rely on their backups, and that just by the time they figured out that Josh McCown was really, really good, serviceable, it was the last game of the season, and you were winning. It was 8-8. For their Bears ownership, I hope and pray they understand this cannot be the outcome this year. You've lost 4 out of 5 already, you know, just most recently, and this may be your first. If this isn't your first playoff game, then there's something fundamentally wrong. You need this win in Chicago badly. Green Bay wants the win, needs the win, obviously, to get that good separation and solidify themselves and take a shot at challenging the Niners for the 2 seed based on the Niners' tough schedule ahead. The Redskins, oh, by the way, so you want to know who's going to win? Fair enough. I actually am going to take the Bears as well. I'm going to take the Bears. I see 1 out of 14 pundits on the Bears wagon. That would be Green Bay winning this game just because Green Bay's offense, especially with James Jones and Greg Jennings backs, is really, really good. If they ever get a running game again, and again, teams have proven they can run on Chicago, then they, it could be a long day for the Bears. But look for Jay Cutler, look for Brandon Marshall, look for Matt Forte, look for the Lance Briggs of the world to take this one personal. Again, a couple of years ago when Green Bay won its Super Bowl, remember, the Bears had a chance to get rid of Green Bay in that season and put themselves in a playoff position, and they literally spit the bit on this thing, allowing Green Bay to win that game 10-6 when they basically set everybody. And lo and behold, in the playoff game, Cutler gets hurt there as well. So before you know it, bye-bye Chicago. So let's see what kind of coach Lovie Smith is today. Is he going to be the aggressive coach that goes out there and just puts the hammer down, or is he going to be his usual self, passive, reserved, and not want to embarrass anyone by blowing them out? If you're the Chicago Bears, you want Jay Cutler to throw for 350 yards, 3 touchdowns, and you want to have 125 yards, maybe a touchdown, and you want to see a Michael Bush sighting somewhere near a goal line. That would go really, really well for Chicago. It also means that Green Bay's offense stays off the field. And again, the Bears would be in the driver's seat if that were to come, become the case. So we'll see. Washington at Cleveland. All right. I know it's the Redskins. I know it's RG3. I know RG3's out today. Has anyone been paying attention that Cleveland has won its last 3 football games and that they're playing really good football? Trent Richardson, as they say, is toting the rock. The Cleveland defense is actually good. And certainly if Kirk Cousins is your quarterback, he's not a mobile quarterback, he's certainly not RG3, this could go a little sideways for the Redskins. And for the playoff pitcher, the Redskins need to win this game. A Redskins win, a Chicago loss, puts Washington in the 6th seed. So this game is, again, I trusted that the reason they're sitting RG3 is for either he's hurt or it's a precautionary move and they believe they can win it without him. I would hate to think Washington take Cleveland lightly because Cleveland is they can play. In that game, I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns to shock the world in this one. So a bit of a reach away from those opponents. Minnesota at St. Louis. The Vikings go to the Rams. Minnesota is probably a better team, especially coming off the win against Chicago last week. But Jeff Fisher has the Rams playing really, really good football. They're playing tough football. Again, they tied the Niners and beat the Niners, and now they're at home. This is about statements of long-term growth and success for the Rams. I think they find a way to slow down Adrian Peterson. I still think he gets 100 yards, but they do find a way to slow him down. I don't think Christian Ponder is as effective. I don't think Sidney Rice will be effective. I don't know if Percy Harvin is playing or not, but I do believe that Sam Bradford and St. Louis find a way to win this one 16-13, 17-14. It won't be a big-time scoring fest, but I think the Rams find a way to get this one done. Jacksonville at Miami. While I don't really care about anything that Jacksonville does, because one of the worst teams in the NFL, Miami is playing for jobs and a possible outside shot at a wild card position. So the Miami Dolphins will get that one done. Tampa Bay at New Orleans. I'm a big New Orleans Drew Brees fan. I actually like Josh Freeman in Tampa Bay as well, but I think the Saints probably win this game only because they're at home. I think those teams are pretty much evenly matched. Denver at Baltimore. Well, the resurgent Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos, certainly one of the best stories in the NFL this year, go up against a bit of a beaten-up Baltimore defensive side of the ball team. And for what it's worth, Baltimore, you want them to turn around. I don't think they have enough horsepower on offense to stay with Denver. I think Denver gets this one done, but I don't think it'll be as easy. And that Denver offensive line is going to have to keep Peyton Manning upright. And again, this isn't so much about winning the game because Denver's in a good position. It's more about making sure your team is healthy and that they're getting crisp and sharp for their playoff push. I think Denver wins that game. Indianapolis at Houston. This is going to be a fun game only because, again, the playoff implication rests with the Indianapolis Colts. It does not rest with Houston. Houston's 11-2. They're fine. They're going to be the one seed. The Indianapolis Colts are 9-4. If they get this win, and this is huge, they solidify a playoff position. They usurp the ghost of Peyton Manning in Indianapolis. And again, Indianapolis' brand new favorite son, Andrew Luck, now these are statement games. Right now, Andrew Luck and RG3, of course, Luck with the Colts and RG3 and the Skins, they've redefined what it means to be a rookie quarterback in the National Football League. You're not supposed to be this good this soon. And maybe that's just a testimony to where the game has gone. So Indianapolis goes down to Houston. I think Indianapolis wins this game. I think it's big enough. I think the stage is big enough, I'll speak because it's indoors, that Andrew Luck and Reggie Wayne find a way late, maybe steal this one. Houston has proven that they'll slow the game down. They'll pound you and pound you and pound you. If this becomes a possession game, I think Indianapolis has a chance. I really do. Seattle at Buffalo. The Seahawks should roll in this game. 14 out of 14 pundits have Seattle rolling this one. I don't think there's any reason to question that. Seattle takes care of Buffalo in that Sunday afternoon affair. Detroit at Arizona. I just posted on Facebook. I'll tell anyone that's listening. Take anybody that's playing against Arizona right now. That team is largely quit on its coaching staff. It's quit on its ownership, and that's a shame. Detroit is a 6-point favorite in this game. That thing could easily get out of hand. You could see 30 points in this one. This is going to be bad, and it's sad for the Arizona Cardinal fans. It's a great organization once upon a time. And just a few years ago with Kurt Warner, they went to a Super Bowl, and they were one Ben Roethlisberger pass away from winning one. So, Detroit, Arizona, this is going to be a Lions drubbing, unfortunately. So, again, not necessarily a betting man, but if I'm going to the window, pick Detroit and go up to 6 points. Won't matter. Carolina at San Diego. I think it was interesting that the rankings today show that Cam Newton was number one, and obviously it's because San Diego's defense is a little bit questionable, especially in the corners. But anyway, I think the Chargers win the game. I think Carolina makes it fun and interesting, and look for Cam Newton to have a big day. So there you go. The late afternoon Sunday affair, Pittsburgh at Dallas. Once upon a time, this was a big, big, big game. Of course, that goes back to the years gone by when Pittsburgh and Dallas were dominating Super Bowls. Today, it is Ben Roethlisberger who looked for him to get off to a good start. Tony Romo at home looked for him to get off to a good start. In the end, I think Dallas actually steals this game, 27-24. Again, Pittsburgh has the weapons now. Wallace is back. Their wide receivers are getting healthy again. But I still think Dallas finds a way to get it done. And again, if Pittsburgh shows up in those prison uniforms, those disastrous football history, Maybe that's a distraction for the opposing team, but it hasn't helped their winning percentage at all. How about you just put on the white today and go out there and just play straight up football? Actually, you'll probably be in your black today because Dallas at home usually wears the white. So it should be a good football game, very, very entertaining. Kansas City at Oakland, another afternoon affair today. Again, not a lot of people will be watching this game, but, you know, for those who are in both of those markets, look for Oakland to handle business. Kansas City is just not that good. The Sunday night affair, the San Francisco 49ers at the New England Patriots, will definitely be the game of the day, Major League. This could be a precursor to a Super Bowl. It really could. Which version of the Niners is going to show up? The Patriots have absolutely been Belichick football these last few weeks. They have looked as dominant as any team in the NFL, and I don't think that changes tonight. I think because they're at home, it's going to be a little bluster. It's going to be cold. The Niners will have to come from the West Coast. There's only – I take that back. I don't see any pundit that has the Giants selected for – I'm sorry, not the Giants. The Niners to win the game tonight. Oh, I see one. There's one. One out of 14 has the Niners with a shot tonight. For Colin Kaepernick, this is a statement game. You're playing the big boys now, so he's gonna have to put on his big boy pants. You know, no good night story from Harbaugh before this game. You just got to go out there and play ball at the highest possible level because you can't make a mistake against the New England Patriots. You cannot. You turn the ball over, you make a mistake, Tom Brady makes you pay. It's that simple. You're gonna look up. It's gonna be 28-3 before the end of the first quarter. That offense is that good, and they do their due diligence, and they are going to be ready. So New England, I think, wins this game. I pray it's not a blowout, and, again, I hope it's actually a very good football game. Again, for those of you on the West Coast, yeah, I know you're hoping that this could have that whole Super Bowl feel to it. Let's just hope it doesn't go sideways on you in a hurry. For those of you watching the Thursday night affair, you saw Cincinnati take care of Philadelphia 34-13. The Monday night affair, the New York Jets at the Tennessee Titans. I'd love to tell you that no one cares because they really don't. The show that the Jets is tired at this point. They need to completely re-overhaul that whole thing. The Tennessee Titans, again, a tough football game. They're not winning a lot this year, but you know, if you got nothing else to do on a Monday night, you know, watch the Jets probably steal one from Tennessee. And that's it from yours truly. I love the fact that this is all recorded, so if anyone wants to question, you can go back and see what I had to say, what the caller had to say, you know, all the fun stuff. Anyway. Nine left in the ride today, and what did we forget? Did we forget anything? We didn't get much into the basketball, but that's fine. let's see. Well, okay, you know, we got a few minutes. Let's get you a little bit caught up on some hot stove baseball because I know there are those of you out there that still love your summertime game, and why not, right? There's almost no love for Major League Baseball this time of season, and again, that's not an indictment of the game. It's just the fact that there's so much focus now on the NFL, so much focus on the NBA, that we tend to forget about the summertime classic known as our Major League Baseball season. A few trades going on. Andrew Jones heads off to Japan. Now, well, this is interesting. Ex-number one pick Bush will serve 3 years in prison. That's Matt Bush. He agreed to a plea deal bargaining his DUI hit-and-run case that includes a prison sentence of at least 3 years on top of time already served. This story came from his father. He's taking it pretty good, Daniel Bush said, according to the newspaper. He's not crying or sulking. He's preparing for it. Everybody in our family is backing him up. The former Tampa Bay Rays minor league pitcher has reportedly been held on $440,000 bond since Florida's Florida on 7 charges. Counts that include leaving the scene of an accident that seriously injured a motorcyclist. Court records also show Bush was driving with a suspended license. The Florida Highway Patrol said Bush kept driving after hitting a motorcycle whose rider was hospitalized for weeks with numerous serious injuries. Wow. Wow. All right. Well, that's it from baseball. Okay, it's that simple. A lot of hot stuff will probably ramp up once you get into, again, the winter meetings, I believe, have been really, really quiet. And am I seeing this right? I want to be sure I'm seeing this right. This is Josh Hamilton taking an exam on Friday in Anaheim to join the Angels. Please understand something, that this matters for baseball, for your baseball purists, not because Texas is losing its big slugger, but because he's going to join Albert Pujols. and Mike Trout. If the Anaheim Angels aren't going to be the darlings of baseball next summer, there'll be something fundamentally wrong, because they will have a ton, and I mean a ton, of offense on the field. Don't know how their defense will be, but hopefully some good old-fashioned fundamentals preclude themselves, and that all takes care of itself. All right, five to go. Five to go on the ride. I think we're done, guys. It's week 15. For those of you looking for your pregame show, you've got your pregame show before the pregame show right here, but Fox's pregame show and the NFL Today on CBS all get started in about 5 minutes. For those of you looking or following NFL Red Zone or NFL Network, enjoy your day. Be sure you've got something good and safe and healthy to enjoy. I know we love our brats. We love the tailgate. We love to get our food in. But I'm going to tell you right now, make some healthy choices, all right? Throw something good on the grill. Throw some veggies on the grill, all right? There's nothing like some fresh steamed vegetables. Not only get you some energy, but also keep you alert as you watch your favorite team play the greatest game in the world what we call it, the National Football League. For those of you who are at work today, it's got to suck to be you. But guess what? You're not alone, because there's some of us, including myself, who are on our grind today as well. So I want to thank you. I want to admonish everything that you guys do, everything you're about. I cannot tell you how much we love you guys, and we appreciate you. As the host of the Fast 6 Minute Sports, I get a chance to talk to a lot of people, visit with a lot of people, meet new people. And just a quick little side story. On my flight most recently, I got to meet an acupuncturist. Now, for those of you who know me who are at the party, you know, I've got a right knee thing going on, okay? And I know it probably needs to be replaced, all right? And I'm not necessarily raging against the potential machine that this knee needs to be done and will be on the shelf for a while. That's okay. What I'm raging against, that's the only option. And so as fortune would have it, we sit down on this aircraft and we're talking, and Dr. Aaron implies to me that, hey, listen, there may be some other options, and acupuncture may be one that can at least alleviate the discomfort and pain. Huh. Now, I don't know enough about acupuncture to be even remotely dangerous, but the idea of 1,000 needles stuck into my knee to recenter my energy or refocus energies is actually a little bit appealing, in that it, you know, everyone I've ever talked to says, hey, this is, you know, minimal in terms of discomfort, but the long-term relief could be huge. So, again, we're not opposed to trying anything. Plus, a little bit of weight loss always helps, and we're on that bandwagon as well. So I thank my friends all the way up in the greater Northern Territories, friends in Edmonton now, friends in Bonnieville, in Crystal Lake, in Pelican Lake, in Calgary, just an amazing set of people. By the way, if you've never been up to the Calgary area or been up to the Canadian area, they have the greatest hair that you'll ever see. Maybe it's in the water. They're kind of consistent with it. It's just in the water. The glacial waters coming out of the mountains, whatever it is, man, they've got it going on. They've got the hair thing figured out. Healthy, full, thick. Now, mind you, y'all know me. I'm bald as the day is long. But this is impressive, okay? Healthy, full heads of hair. And this has got to be the skinniest country I've ever been in. People don't get big here. And they love their Alberta beef, so anyway. It's fun stuff. By the way, back in Middle Earth next week for the holidays. And what better way to do this with letting our friends from Motown? How about that? Let's do that. Let's let our friends from Motown say happy holidays to all you in the way that they can. We'll see you next time on the Fast 6 Minute Sports. This is how we probably should do this often.
I'll have you to know sin is in.
And honey, that is where it's at.
Hi, we're the Supremes. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, we're the Supremes. Wishing everyone a pleasant holiday.
Everybody from Motown is here.
Hi, this is Carolyn of the Velvettes. Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from all of us.
Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year from the Elders.
We have the Miracles with us tonight.
Hi, this is Smokey Robinson.
And Bobby of the Miracles.
Wishing you all a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Martha Reeves of Martha and the Vandellas. Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a glorious New Year.
Smokey Robinson, where are you?
Merry Christmas, groovy listeners. This is Smokey Robinson. Have a super happy Christmas and a most successful coming year.
Hi, this is Eddie of the Temptations. Speaking for the rest of the guys, wishing you a Merry, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
That's enough. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
ho, ho, ho. This is your singing Santa, Eddie Kendricks, wishing you the best Christmas ever and good vibrations for the coming year.
Thank you, you're awful nice. Get back to your microphone.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5 wishing a happy holiday to all Motown fans.
Oh, shut up.
Hello, we're the Spinners.
And we'd like to take this occasion to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for the Fastest 60 Minutes of Sports. I know we passed our time. That's all right. Happy holidays, everybody. We'll see you next time only on the Fastest 60 Minutes of Sports. Peace.